This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and create an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years' experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Walked on the play.
Wow.
Walked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerpoof, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs three straight years. This is state title number three in the last eight completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. And McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Eichkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Soldis. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting again for Chuck McBee, who's back next week here on scoresbroadcast.com. I should say, Bryant, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Wow. Ready for another good Laramie game here.
Yep, you've been a godsend. We are in the upper deck at Ottawa Glandorf on about the 5 or 10-yard line, right near the pep band. You'll hear it in the background sooner or later. Probably sooner, much before later. They just got finished as we came on the air, and they're about ready to strike up once again. Fort Laramie 12-0, 68-1 in the Redskins girls' last 69 games. Ottawa Glandorf 7-2 on the year, 4-0 in the Western Buckeye League. Ottawa Glandorf did lose its top player, an 18-point score. Chloe Glenn, easy for me to say, 6 feet tall, 18 points a game, out for the year, knee injury. Still a lot of size on this Ottawa Glandorf roster, including the Kaufman sisters, Aaron, 6 feet, a senior, Katie, 6 feet, a sophomore. Fort Laramie girls will be up against tall timber, just as they were on Thursday night when Fort Laramie took care of Rushi. Rushi Raiders came in ranked number 4. Good comeback by Rushi in that third quarter, cutting the Fort Laramie lead from 14 down to 8. Redskins then spurted, pulled away to win it. Big keys today: if Fort Laramie can shoot the ball pretty well and force turnovers like they have been doing, they should come out on top, but you never know. These early morning road trips,
right?
You may have a little hangover.
Absolutely. And as far as Ottawa Glandorf's height goes, you don't see many rosters with that type of height.
Nope.
And that makes sense why they're 7-2. But like you said, Rushi on Thursday, 6'2", Kate Sherman, 6'0", Ella Haney, and they even played 6'0", Ronnie Poling off the bench.
Yep.
Still, Fort Laramie was able to make up that height difference, and then Rushi couldn't even hardly get the ball inside. That just speaks to the type of defense that Fort Laramie plays, and of course it speaks to their own post players, including freshman Victoria Mesher. We've talked about her a lot. She's great. Avery Brandewee's done well inside for them, just another freshman, and they are very strong and very able to defend the height that Ottawa Glandorf has.
If the last season's matchup is any barometer for today, Ottawa Glandorf has got to get better bringing the ball down the floor. The Titans turned it over 26 times against Fort Laramie one season ago, a game Fort Laramie won 57-38. Ottawa Glandorf trailed 15-5 after one, 26-11 at the half, 41-21 after three, before losing by 19 points. Kelsey Erford, a 5'11 young lady who scored 19 in that game for Ottawa Glandorf, graduated. So she's replaced by the Kaufmans on the inside. Figured they would have Chloe Glenn. Nope, she's out, knee injury. That really hurts. It impacts the scoring for Ottawa Glandorf for sure. The Titans have lost twice, losing to highly ranked Convoy Crestview by 6 and got thumped pretty badly by Findlay Liberty Benton, which Fort Laramie will see later on this season, in the month of February, in fact. Findlay Liberty Benton had a girl out early in the year when it lost to Minster by 12 at Liberty Benton. My understanding, that young lady, Gherkin, on the inside, has returned. Should be a fine game. Fort Loramie can't shoot it much better than the Redskins girls did on Thursday. Unofficially, we had a 7 of 11 behind the arc in the first half. About the only thing that can top that is Jamison Meyer and Botkins.
Absolutely. And that was Rushi's defensive choice there. They tried to shut down Schultes inside, and at that they were successful. I believe she only had one basket in the first half. Unfortunately for Rushi, it was, like you said, a three-point show. Colleen Brandwee had one. Ava Turner had three in the first half. Riley Heitkamp had two in the first half. Kara Meyer added one as well. When a team can shoot like that from outside and has players inside like Schultes who can score, very, very difficult to defend.
I think Ottawa Glandorf might take one of the bigs off the floor at times and try a zone,
yes.
At least experiment, see if it works. You never know. Fort Loramie might be a little chilly shooting the ball from the perimeter. If so, Ottawa Glandorf can hang around. If not, it's going to be lights out because you know Fort Loramie will eventually get its share of easy baskets.
And that happens because of that great defense. I believe Ottawa's averaging close to 14 turnovers a game. Loramie would be in good shape if they got that. They average way more steals than that a game.
Yep. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Big keys tonight for these two teams for Fort Loramie. It's pressure, pressure, pressure. Get steals, turnovers, easy baskets. And here at the outset of the game, allow the seniors, Ava Schultes, Colleen Brandwee, and Riley Heitkamp, to do the heavy lifting in terms of scoring. For Ottawa Glandorf, take advantage of the bigs. Aaron Kaufman on the inside, along with sister Katie. And don't turn it over somehow, some way. Get the ball comfortably into the half court. If Ottawa Glandorf can keep the turnovers under 20, they might have a fighting chance against Fort Loramie here today. Those are the big building components for these two clubs. The finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We've got a one-minute radio station break upcoming. A one-minute radio station break upcoming. We'll run a Goffney commercial, a Goffney furniture spot here via the internet. We'll take a one-minute radio station break. Back in 60, it's Ottawa Glandorf hosting Fort Loramie in a big clash tonight. Girls basketball, I should say this afternoon, shouldn't I? Ottawa Glandorf Division 3, Fort Loramie Division 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing pitching for Chuck McBee here at Ottawa Glandorf, the home of the Titans. Pep band from Ottawa Glandorf striking up in the background. You will hear it all day long, I am sure. J.V. Tilt went to Ottawa Glandorf 47-40. Fort Loramie girls had a 10-point lead at one moment in this game. It was late second quarter, early third, and Ottawa Glandorf stormed from behind and won it by a 47-40 count. We'll return in a moment with starters, opening tip upcoming. We're going to take a one-minute break for the cell phone shop, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone ShopDayton.com.
Of course, Carla Siegel, 23-year head coach, Fort Loramie girls, a superb mentor of the program. She's got the Redskins flying high, 12-0, after a state championship season 1 year ago. What would have been a state championship season the previous year, Fort Loramie has not missed a beat. Troy Yount, 10-year head coach of Ottawa Glandorf, the Titans rank right behind Lima Bath in girls' league championships in the Western Buckeye League. Starting lineups are as follows for Fort Loramie: Colleen Brandewey and Ava Turner, senior and junior respectively, 12 and 6 points a game. Riley Eichkamp at the point, 7 a game. Ava Schultes in the middle, averaging 13.5 a game. Ava is an outstanding senior performer. Kara Meyer, who played extremely well against Rushi, is another senior starter for Fort Loramie at 3 points per game. Ottawa Glandorf will start 5 from the 6. We don't know who that 5th starter will be. Aaron Kaufman is averaging 13 points a game, 6 feet tall, senior, 7 rebounds. Katie Kaufman, 6 foot sophomore, 8 points a game, 3 rebounds. Micah Aldrich will probably start, 4 points a game, a 5'8 sophomore. Emma Brinkman, a 5'7 junior wing player, a junior, as she could open up. Kaylin Grodehouse is averaging 4 points a game, pretty good 3-point shooter. 5'3" freshman Maggie Verhoff, who played well against Fort Loramie last year, might be in the opening 5. 6 points a game, a 5'6" junior. Playing of the national anthem is next. We return in a few minutes. We've got the start of this big game today. It's coming up right around the corner. Fort Loramie girls, Division 4, against the Ottawa Glandorf girls, Division 3, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
And the big question here today is, how will Fort Loramie counteract the size of Ottawa Glandorf? Well, they'll do it with speed, quickness, deflections, steals, forced turnovers, because this Ottawa Glandorf team is huge. Adri Fry, a 5'11 senior who played pretty well off the bench against Fort Loramie last year for Ottawa Glandorf, is a good sub. Aaron Kaufman, starter, senior, 6 feet. Katie Kaufman, starter, sophomore, 6 feet. Caitlin Kimmett, a 5'9 freshman. They see action off the bench. Micah Aldrich is 5'8. And the two tallest players for the Fort Loramie girls, Ava Shoulders, 5'10. Kara Meyer, 5'8. That's it. So Fort Loramie outsized. But by the time the game concludes, Fort Loramie, game in, game out, has outplayed virtually every single opponent that's happened that way. 68 of the last 69 games for the Fort Loramie girls. Only loss in that stretch was to WBL opponent Lima Bath on the road last year. Opening tip to start this game, Ottawa Glandorf in the home white gold numbers, outlined in dark blue. Fort Loramie wearing the bright red uniform, top to bottom. White and black numerals, black and white trim down the sides of the shorts. Getting the opening tip to start the game is Ottawa Glandorf. Here's a baseline drive of Micah Aldridge. She dribbles off her foot, and it goes out of bounds. I may have to ask the Pep Man director to move a few feet so I can see the far end of the floor. Fort Loramie to the timeline. Riley Heitkamp on the bounce. Picked up 30 feet away by Maggie Verhoff. Ball dumped down low to Ava Shoulders. It's wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. Turnover each way to start the game. Pretty good crowd on hand in this old-style Ottawa Glandorf gym. It reminds me of Wade E. Miller Gym, where I grew up in Middletown. Here's a dribble drive down the lane. Ottawa Glandorf all the way to the rack. Running shot, Kaylin Grothaus. No good. Hit the backboard rim. Caromed off. Rebound poked out in the corner by the Titans. Redskins will bring it down.
Well, through these first three possessions, these teams definitely look a little rusty this early on a Saturday morning.
It'll settle in eventually, each team making some adjustments. Outside the arc on the right, it's Ava Turner, throws right corner to Riley Heitkamp, fires it way cross court and well over the head of Ava Shoulders. Two ugly turnovers, first two trips down for Fort Loramie. Pass is not even close. Minute gone, opening stanza, no score. Ottawa Glandorf's Grothaus to midcourt. Where's 22 on her back? Picked up by Riley Heitkamp. Oh, Grothaus goes right around Riley, all the way to the rack. Fires it off the glass. No good. Bodies fly on the rebound. Foul beneath the rim against Fort Loramie. And the rebounder shooting was fouled by Ava Turner. At the stripe is Grothaus. She was nailed while trying to lay it up off the window. Her first free throw is in the air, and it's perfect. And Landorf takes a 1-0 lead. Second free throw by Kaylin Grothaus. Landorf, a 67% free throw shooting team, and she pops two right in the center of the cylinder, and the Titans lead it 2-0. Heitkamp to midcourt for Fort Loramie. On a weave to Colleen Brandewey. Left wing it goes to Ava Turner. Turner gives it up and posts up in the lane. Ball handed off to Ava Schultes on the arc. Straightaway Turner. Left corner of the floor, Brandewey. Out high, it's Kara Meyer. Ottawa Landorf in a tight, shifting man-to-man defense. And it's giving Fort Loramie fits. 2-0 Landorf. We've played nearly 2 minutes. Head coach Carlos Siegel instructing Fort Loramie, unable to solve this Titans D here in the opening couple minutes. Fort Loramie tries to go back door, and once again, for the third trip down the court, the pass by the Redskins sails 4 feet over the receiver's head and out of bounds.
Now they are having a lot of problems against Ottawa Glandorf's height, trying to send those passes high, and they're going out of bounds instead of to their teammates' hands.
Here's Grothaus down the floor for the Titans, gives it up on the arc to Verhoff. Verhoff tied up momentarily by Brandewey. Now Grothaus high left, feeds Verhoff in the corner, down inside to Kaufman, the big girl, it's Aaron, five-footer, no good, rebound deflected by Schultes. We had a rebounding foul on the play against whom? I think it's over the back on the Titans. Fort Loramie will bring it down with 5:43 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 2-0. And have the Redskins gotten a shot up yet?
They have not. They have not even got a shot up. Three possessions, three turnovers.
That's exactly what we feared. An early morning rise and shine, long trip north, excuse me, for a 12:30 tip. That's about as early as a varsity girls game will be played on a Saturday. Here is Fort Loramie straight away with the ball. It is Colleen Brandewey out near midcourt. Starts a drive, elbow right. Skylar Albers in off the bench. Through the lane, thought about shooting, didn't let it fly. Schultes has it, top of the key. The 6-foot Aaron Kaufman all over her. Fort Loramie is thwarted, shut down cold here in the first 3 minutes of this game. 5 minutes left, opening period. Fort Loramie yet to get a shot. Four turnovers. Here's a backdoor cut to Ava Schultes. Schultes goes below the rim, catches the ball. Awkward heave way up in the air. No good, but she was bumped. And she gets two free ones.
Now, was Grothaus that picked up that foul? She's one of three freshmen on the court for the Titans.
Free throw, Ava Schultes, good. Aaron Kaufman, a 6-foot senior. Katie Kaufman, a 6-foot sophomore. Grothaus, a freshman, plays a lot, as does McKenna Seifker, 5'3" guard. Coming off the bench often is Caitlin Kimmett. Ava Schultes drops in a pair at the stripe. We're tied at two. Two free throws each way. We played 3 minutes and 20 seconds on a field goal yet in this game. Riley Heitkamp just ran into a screen. Boy, she was knocked to the floor. She gets up. Here's a baseline jump shot. Missed on the play by Aldridge. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Game tied at two. 4.5 to go opening period. Top of the circle, Schultes straight away. Left corner, Albers, step back, three ball. Hits the front rim, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Ottawa Glandorf. Skylar Albers, averaging 6 a game, 5'7" soft, and off the bench. Here is high-low action. Ottawa Glandorf down inside to Aaron Kaufman, no good. Rebound, Aldridge is up and in. Here's a deflection at midcourt, nearly a steal by the Titans. 4-2 in favor of Ottawa Glandorf. And if this start is any indication, it's going to be a tough afternoon for Fort Loramie, which is sluggish indeed here at the outset.
Defensively, they're still doing well at putting pressure in the post. At this pace, it could be the first one to 30 who wins.
Redskins to midcourt, outside the arc on the right, Colleen Brandewey with right hand fingers taped as they were against Rushi. Left corner, Albers, elbow on the left, it goes to Victoria Mesher, who's in, down inside to Schultes, got it for two. Fine, high, low action there. That was Avery Brandewee who made the dish. She's in off the bench. The outstanding ninth grader for Fort Loramie. Good looking pass. Finish on the play by Ava Shoulders to tie the game at four. Here is Ottawa Glandorf going down inside. Ball lobbed to the six-foot Aaron Kaufman. Her shot is short. Rebound tipped away in the corner. Ava's got it. Up the court to Colleen Brandewee. Straight away to Albers. Back out high to Ava. Fort Loramie tries to spread the floor. Game tied at four. 3:20 left in the first. Right wing Turner in the lane. Ava Shoulders. Shot fake. Runs into two defenders. Shot short. No good. Rebound up and in by Skylar Albers. Right place. Right time. Two players collapsed on Ava. Skylar was left open. 6-4 Fort Loramie. 5 minutes gone. Opening quarter. Deep in the left corner, it's Lily Hazelman who's checked in, a 5'3 junior for Glandorf. And the ball is batted free by Fort Loramie, rolling, and the Titans touch it last, out of bounds to the Redskins.
Albers, besides missing that last shot, had great defense the possession before, giving up several inches, but Jack, she has long arms and was able to really put a lot of pressure on her.
And her length is going to help. She plays taller than she is. Bad cross-court pass by Fort Loramie. Intercepted on the play by Ottawa Glandorf. Barreling down the floor hard goes Aaron Kaufman. Coughs it up at the last second. Fort Loramie stabbed it away from behind. 6-4 Fort Loramie. 2:42 left here in the first quarter of play. Baseline right, ball inbounded by Glandorf into the corner, deflected by Shoulders, covered back up by the Titans. There's a double team, and Fort Loramie gets a shoe on the ball. It goes out of bounds. Redskins trying to tie up the offense of Glandorf in knots. Get deflections, take the ball away, make some easy runouts. Here's Grothaus, top of the circle. Outside the arc, right flank. It is Hazelman, darts into the lane. Little left-hand pull-up. Bingo! She's got it. 12-footer. Lily Hazelman, 5'3 junior, knots it at six. Deep left corner for Fort Loramie. On the bounce goes Jaden Rose. Runs into a lot of traffic. Stumbles to the ground and simply turned it over. Fort Loramie with several so far in this game.
Unofficially five turnovers so far.
Not good. Loramie is not sharp at all. 6 minutes gone. Opening stands. A game tied at six. Ottawa Glandorf's Caitlin Kimmett inbounds it. Ball being dribbled to midcourt by Kaylin Grothaus of Ottawa Glandorf. She steers the ball off into the right corner. Here comes the double team. Red shirts all over her. And a tie-up, I think, results. Arrow will enable Fort Loramie to get the ball back. 2:01 left, opening stanza, 6-6 tie. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks as well to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will help keep you moving forward. Here's a fine play by Riley Heitkamp. Enters the lane. Dishes to Avery Brandewee. Shot blocked. No good. Great defense by Ottawa with a bust out at the other end. Driving layup. Titans missed. Fort Loramie back in a hurry. Sloppy pass. Intercepted by Glandorf, which turns it over. And Fort Loramie's got it. Nobody seems to want to possess the ball right now. Helter skelter.
Yeah, that was Kaufman with the block, and she just came up with that steal for the Titans on that last Fort Loramie possession.
Mistakes of plenty. 1:10 left to go. First quarter tied at six. Here's Avery Brandewee on the arc. Victoria Mesher now in. There's a high pass by Fort Loramie through the hands of a red jersey, and Ottawa Glandorf's got it. Fort Loramie approaching 10 turnovers here in the first stanza. 54 seconds to go, opening period. Titans have the ball 30 feet away. It is Hazelman, and she is checked tightly. There's a travel on Glandorf, missed by the official, and then the Titans pitch it out of bounds. We've got nearly 20 turnovers between the two clubs in the first 7 minutes and 17 seconds of this game. We are tied at 6. Fort Loramie giving a couple players respites. Victoria Mesher on the bench. Ava Shoulders back in. Redskins have their starting five out there to end the first quarter. Kara Meyer on the arc. Dumps it down inside on the play to Colleen Brandewee. hits Ava Turner on the arc, goes foul line. Now Kara Meyer, straight away Riley Heitkamp. Very solid defensive performance by the Titans so far. Fort Laramie trying to crack the man-to-man. Dribble drive into the lane. Ava Turner, ball raked away by the Titans. Out of bounds, it rolls. Ava wanted to shoot. Boy, the length of Glandorf giving Fort Laramie all kinds of problems.
Those drives are nearly impossible.
Heitkamp inbound, stolen right to a Titans player, intercepted by Katie Kaufman. 13 to go, first quarter. Titans a chance for the final shot of the period. 35 feet away on the right to Grodhouse. Goes off into the corner with 5 to go. Glandorf's got to shoot it. Here's a straightaway 3-ball. It's an air ball out of bounds. Gunned up there by Aaron Kaufman, and the first quarter ends. We played one here at Ottawa Glandorf. Nothing decided. Very sloppily played game. 6-6 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And we welcome you back here to Ottawa Glandorf, the home of the Titans. Gymnasium seats about 2,400. I bet we've got over 1,000 here today for this battle between Division III powerhouse Ottawa Glandorf, ranked 6th in the state in girls D3, and Fort Laramie, number 1 in girls Division 4. Good start to the second quarter by Ottawa Glandorf, which posts up Aaron Kaufman down low on the left. She got a good assist from Hazelman and dropped in a 5-footer. Easy does it. Glandorf 8, Fort Laramie 6. Brent, what do we have, about 15 combined turnovers in the first quarter?
Unofficially 8 for Fort Laramie and 4 for Ottawa Glandorf, so very close.
Only 12 for the 12. Titans, who are playing a much better floor game than Fort Laramie so far. Here's Kara Meyer deep in the left corner. Fort Laramie simply cannot get the ball below the foul stripe. And the Titans are guarding tightly on the perimeter. Riley Heitkamp marks something out. Throws to the right flank to Turner. Baseline right at Schultz. Spinning on Aaron Kaufman. Left-handed shot by Ava. Way off the mark. No good. Rebound. Titans lead 8-6. A minute gone. Second quarter. Here's Grodhouse. Dribble drive down the lane. All the way to the rim. Off balance. Fort Laramie got a hand on it. No good. Rebound Redskins. Riley Heitkamp up the floor to Meyer. Left corner, Ava Turner. Bullseye! Ava Turner left open. She drills a 3. 9-8 Fort Laramie.
And as we saw Thursday at Rushi, if you leave Fort Laramie open, better chance than not, they're going to knock that 3 down.
And that was the first time in this game so far Ottawa Glandorf has left a Laramie shooter on the perimeter. Glandorf's defense has been very good up to this point. Ball thrown to Verhoff, deep in the right corner for Glandorf. Gives it up on top to teammate Micah Aldrich. Here's Grodhouse driving baseline right, down inside to a big shot pumped up by Katie Kaufman, much too hard. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Here come the Redskins, up a point. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Deep right corner, Brandewey slings it on top to Riley Heitkamp. Very good defensive performance on Riley by Maggie Verhoff so far of the Titans. Top of the circle, Ava Turner. Deep left corner, Colleen Brandewey. Step back three. Swish! She's got it. Go, it's ruled a 2, a toe on the stripe. Colleen Brandewey pumps it in. Scoreboard reads 11-8. Fort Laramie up 3, 5.5 to go, second quarter. Glandorf, Grodhouse, top of the circle. Leaves it there for Katie Kaufman. She wants to drive down the right side of the lane, and the ball pried away by Fort Laramie. Did it touch the knee of the Glandorf player? No. It'll be Titans ball below the rim.
I believe that was Schultes who knocked it away there. Despite that height advantage, Ottawa-Glendorf not getting much inside. Fort Laramie making their shot attempts difficult.
Redskins with quick hands. And that's been important so far. There it is again. Ball inbounded. Baseline right, trying to shoot the seven-footer as Erin Kaufman couldn't get the ball up above her shoulder because Fort Laramie slapped it free out of bounds. Here's Grothaus on the arc with it for the Titans. Gives it up 25 feet away, gets it back. Fort Laramie defending as if the Redskins are in a zone at the moment now. Brian?
It looks like that.
Here's a ball thrown top of the circle. It's a wild one. Picked off on the play by Fort Laramie's Brandewey. She darts down the floor in the lane, fumbled it, got it back, overshot it. Strong rebound, Redskins. Up and no good by Schultes, but a foul as she was whacked on the arm. Personal on Erin Kaufman. 4:58 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 11, Ottawa-Glendorf 8. Redskins a little better handling the ball here in the second quarter than they were in the first. Free throw by Ava Swish. 12-8 Fort Laramie. Riley Heitkamp sits. Jaden Rose in now for the Redskins. Jaden, a 5'6" sophomore, as Ava Schultes connects twice at the stripe. And the lead for Fort Laramie is now 13-8. Fort Laramie trailed 8-6 to 7 straight by the Redskins.
The Titans have won about 4 minutes here without scoring now.
Hazelman on the arc. Gives it up to Grothaus. Here's a wild pass that rolls to midcourt. Picked up on the play by Chloe Schrader, 5'5 senior guard who's checked onto the courts. Fort Laramie playing good D this trip down. Hazelman starts to drive into the lane. Shove off by Fort Laramie. Common foul. Baseline right of the rim. Glendorf will throw it in. 4:30 left, second quarter. 13-8, Fort Laramie leads. Troy Yant, head coach of the Titans, does a splendid job. And he's got his team playing tough as nails here today against the Fort Laramie girls. Here's Schrader outside the arc. Throws it far left wing to Grothaus. Long three. Skidded off the rim. Ricocheted out of bounds in the corner. Fort Laramie will bring it down. A chance to go up 7 or 8 on this trip. Micah Aldrich in the game for Maggie Verhoff for Ottawa-Glendorf. Riley Heitkamp back on the floor for Fort Laramie. She's got it at the timeline. Popping out to catch is Colleen Brandewey in the left corner. Ball reversed to Riley. Baseline, hooks it into Schultes at the mid post. No shot. She's got the bigs all over her. Riley, 30 feet away. Throws it foul line to Avery Brandewey. Sloppy pass stolen on the play by Erin Kaufman. Brings it down, puts up a 15-footer, nails it. Erin Kaufman, the big for Ottawa-Glendorf, from outside, made the steal at one end, converted at the other. 13-10, Fort Laramie up 3. Dribble drive, Brandewey, then pulls it back out. Goes opposite to Jaden Rose. Inside to Brandewey. Now Riley Heitkamp steps inside the arc and curls it in. A lot of rim. 16-footer by Riley. Yes, sir. 15-10, Fort Laramie. 3:22 left in the half. Here's a long three, left corner. It is Verhoff, no good. Easy stick back rebound by the size of Ottawa. Erin Kaufman sticks it through, and it's 15-12.
Kaufman has all 6 of their points in this second quarter.
Here's Jaden Rose, gives it up, gets it back. Long, high-arching three, glanced off the iron, no good. Rebound down to Glendorf, which can tie or cut it to 1. Here's Hazelman on the left-hand bounce. Feeds it back to a teammate with 2:50 left to go here in the second. Straight away, it's Grothaus. Looks over the Fort Laramie defense. Grothaus wants to penetrate. Tries to go to the center of the floor with a pass. It's stolen. Taken away by Schultes. Dribble drive down the floor. Hands off to a teammate. Here's a running shot by the Redskins. No good. Blocking foul against Ottawa-Glendorf will send Jaden Rose to the stripe 4-2. 2 minutes and 33 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Fort Laramie up 3 over Ottawa-Glendorf, 15-12. foul shot. But Jaden, dead center. Redskins continue the hot shooting at the stripe, 74% on the year.
They have yet to miss a free throw in this game. Pending this next shot from Rose, they are 5 for 5.
Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandwee, both on the floor here at the same time. The two ninth graders in for Fort Loramie. Next free throw, Jaden Rose, got it. 17-12, Fort Loramie up 5. Glandorf girls bring it down. 2:21 to go here in the second quarter of play. They want to fire to the high post, Erin Kaufman. She has to come out to get it 25 feet from the rim. On her is Brandwee. Kaufman drives down the left side of the lane, feeds to a teammate low on the right. It's Katie Kaufman who concludes it with an easy one. Long three, Fort Loramie. Got it. Skyler Albers, 25-footer. Wow. Big goal there. Fort Loramie up 6.
Fort Loramie beat him down there. Albers wide open on the left wing.
20-14. Fort Loramie in front. A minute 48 to go, first quarter. Here is Hazelman, bounce pass, deep left corner, intended on the play for Katie Kaufman, punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Boy, the key to Ottawa Glandorf is getting a touch in the paint.
Absolutely.
At least once every trip down. That makes the Titans offense click. Fort Loramie's been successful defensively, denying that pass oftentimes. Fort Loramie has worked its advantage out to 6, 20-14. Final, a minute 40 of the second quarter. Here's Katie Kaufman on the arc, dribbles with the left hand. Lobs it for Aaron, way over her head. Fort Loramie stole it, saved it right back inbounds, though, to a Titans player who scores. Katie Kaufman got the bucket. Inadvertent bad pass by Fort Loramie. 20-16. Redskins up 4. Avery Brandwee, top of the circle, back to the basket, gives it to Riley, 20 feet away. Minute 16 left in the half. Fort Loramie had the rebound, had the loose ball on the last Redskins defensive trip down the floor, but a fluky basket for Ottawa Glandorf. Here's a little give and go. Oh, what a pass. Skyler Albers hits Victoria Mesher with a bullet. Layup is in with the left hand. Well done. 22-16 Redskins. 54 seconds left here in the second quarter. Here's a long three. Grodhouse chucks it up for the Titans. No good. Long board left corner comes back to Grodhouse. 40 seconds to go in the half. Fort Loramie leads it to 6, 22-16. Out back behind the arc, Katie Kaufman lets it fly. 24-footer strong. Rebound Fort Loramie. Not looking as Albers. She does run down the pass from Riley Heitkamp. Hands it off to a teammate, Mesher, bobbled, and it's touched on the play by Erin Kaufman of Glandorf, and it goes out of bounds. Big sequence here, Bryant, into the first half. Redskins possession, a chance to go up 8 or 9 at the break with a bucket.
And that would be a big momentum play there. If they're able to do that, Ottawa Glandorf is going to have that just that much ground left to cover coming out in the second half.
Exactly. Here's Ava Schultz inbounding side court. That typical Fort Loramie play, a pass across court, a double screen for Riley Heitkamp. She caught it. Ball was flicked away by Ottawa Glandorf, and then Riley got a piece of it last. Tables are turned, and the Titans may get the last shot.
Heitkamp was able to break free there. Unfortunately for her, Erin Kaufman fell right back soon after.
Yep.
And that is, what, 8 inches height difference there? And
Troy,
Riley Heitkamp could just not get that shot off.
Troy Yant's club was ready for that play. 12 seconds to go, second quarter. Baseline drive, Grodhouse in a lot of traffic. Block taken away by Fort Loramie. Shoulders in backcourt with 5 to go. Feeds it up the floor into the corner. Here's a wild pass cross court, intercepted by Ottawa Glandorf. The Redskins failed to get a shot. Not a good half for Fort Loramie. Ottawa Glandorf has had something to do with it. Titans have played really well defensively. Fort Loramie started the game with sloppy play, handful of turnovers in the opening 5 or 6 minutes. Fort Loramie really fortunate to be up by 6, 22-16 after two quarters of play. We've got a 2-minute radio station breakup coming. I remind you that our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game are Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. We are back in 2 minutes. 22-16, Fort Loramie over Ottawa Glandorf at the break. Fort Loramie's not been sharp, but still, thanks to a couple of big threes in the second quarter and some fine defensive work, the Redskins do possess a six-point edge at the break. Two-minute radio station timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Oh, so many thanks to our radio station sponsors as well here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM to Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, TC Sporting Goods, and Best One Tire in Sydney. Love the tunes being played by the Pep Band of Ottawa Glandorf. Only problem is they are right on our shoulders.
Absolutely.
It has been a turnover marred first half for Fort Loramie. Rarely, Brian, you look at the score sheet and see Fort Loramie with more mistakes on the floor than the opposition after two periods of play.
Exactly. 11 turnovers unofficially in the first half. However, they did much better in the second quarter. Only three of those 11 came in the second quarter.
Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Let's take a look at scoring, Brian.
First for the Ottawa Glandorf Titans, Lily Hazelman has 2 points. Caitlin Grothaus has 2 points. Micah Aldrich has 2 points. Erin Kaufman has 6 points. And Katie Kaufman has 4 points. Those 10 points from the Kaufmans all came in the second quarter, and that was the 10 points that the Titans got in that quarter. For Fort Loramie, Colleen Brandwee has 2 points. Ava Turner has 3 points. Riley Heitkamp has 2 points. Ava Schultes has 2 points. Skylar Albers has 5 points. Jaden Rose has 2 points. And Victoria Mesher has 2 points.
a lot of individuals in the scoring column for Fort Loramie. That speaks yes. well for head coach Carlos Siegel's club. Perhaps eventually, as this game wears on, fatigue may become a factor edge Fort Loramie.
Well, especially in the post, again, with those two Kaufman girls and the other big post players the Titans have, that's a lot to go up against. Ava Schultes, though, is doing a wonderful job, as she normally does. And then we had Victoria Mesher and Avery Brandwee coming in, giving some valuable minutes off the bench. And even Skylar Albers, as we've mentioned, has had some good defensive plays in the post, and she was also able to get a couple of shots, including that three-pointer she hit there in the second quarter that was a big shot.
Yeah, Albers' length on the inside did contribute positively for Fort Loramie, that's for sure. Nice addition, Skylar Albers, in the first half of this game. About 5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Fort Loramie 22, Ottawa Glandorf Girls 16. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scores.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.OH.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
Once again, I'm Jack Kramer with Brian Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who returns next week here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We are at Ottawa Glandorf. The Titans giving Fort Loramie a ball game. Redskins start the second half, though, with a fine backdoor cut. Oh, what a play. Colleen Brandewey on the finish. Great assist by Kara Meyer. Splendid pass by Kara. She threaded the needle and right out of the chute to start the third quarter. Colleen Brandewey makes a nifty back cut along the baseline and gets a deuce. Here's a baseline drop by Glandorf. Shot put up on the play by Aaron Kaufman. It is short. Shoulders got a hand on it. Good play by Fort Loramie. Redskins, who led 22-16 at the break, lead it by 8, 24-16 as we start the third quarter. Here is a short post jump shot by Ava Shoulders. It is in and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound Titans. Titans bring it down right in front of us. On the arc, 25 feet away, it is Emma Brinkman who's in, the 5'7 junior. Brinkman on the bounce straight away. Veers to the right. Gives it up to Grothaus in the right corner. Lobs it down inside to Aaron Kaufman. She's got it 4 feet away. You know what that means. An easy deuce. The six-footer scores. Fort Loramie counters. High arching floater from downtown. Good! Ava Turner. Pots a big one. That's a crucial three-pointer right there. And the Redskins go up 26-18. That was ruled a three, wasn't it, Brian?
It was.
Here's Aaron Kaufman going to work on the inside again. She had a nifty pass from Brinkman. Spun and hit a five-footer. Fort Loramie on a run out down the floor. Long pass. Ava Turner. She was bumped on the play. Missed the shot. No good. Rebound Titans. 26-20 Fort Loramie. I may have mistakenly said it was a 25-20. I'm wrong. 26-20.
Maybe and that last basket by Turner was apparently ruled a two-pointer.
6 minutes left here in the third. Redskins up six. Long cross-court pass to Brinkman, who sizes up a triple. It is no good. Hit the backboard rim, came off. Fort Loramie gathered the ball. Quickly up the floor, Colleen Brandewey to the trailer, Riley Heitkamp. Back to Colleen. Redskins set the attack. Up six, 26-20. 5:39 to go here in the third. Backdoor cut, open player. Brandewey had the layup. Pass was not on the money, though. And head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. 2.5 gone here in the third. Redskins up six over Glandorf, 26-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese
C. Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Well, a good start by Fort Loramie after the timeout called by head coach Carlos Siegel. Redskins inbound play works to perfection. Colleen Brandewee gets a good look from 8 feet away, banks it in, and it is 28-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. And here is Ottawa Glandorf on the attack behind the eight. That's been the biggest deficit facing the Titans in this game. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Here is Aaron Kaufman to Katie Kaufman. Gives it up on the play to teammate Aldrich on the arc. To Hazelman deep in the left corner. Boy, she makes a good entry to Aaron Kaufman, who's got an easy 4 foot lay in. Well, the bigs for Ottawa Glandorf for getting the ball in close time and time again. Here's a drive by Ava Shouldis, and it's blocked. Ripped away. The two Kaufmans pin the ball, steal it, and then Ottawa Glandorf throws it down the floor right to Riley Eichkamp. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie, 28-22. 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Turner on the arc. Gives it up to Colleen Brandewee. Colleen drives, pulls up, yes, 10-footer, Colleen Brandewee. Two hoops in a row by her. Redskins up eight again, 30-22, 4 minutes left, third quarter. Ottawa Glandorf's Aaron Kaufman has the ball in the arc, starts a drive, is jostled a bit, pulls up, shoots it short, no good. Rebound Glandorf, raked away before Loramie, scrum for the ball right below the goal. It's ruled a jump, and the Titans will keep it down eight with 3:47 to go here in the third quarter.
Aaron Kaufman has 6 points here in this third quarter. She had six in the second as well. Katie Kaufman scored four in the second quarter, and that is the last 16 points that the Titans have scored.
Yep, the bigs have got 16 of the 22 for Ottawa Glandorf, which throws the ball inbounds right in front of the Glandorf bench, and a Titan player hits the deck hard. It's Aaron Kaufman, plowed into by Victoria Mesher, the freshman in on the floor now for Fort Loramie, and Kaufman sits down. She was shaken up. Skylar Albers back on the floor for Fort Loramie along with Avery Brandewee. 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 30, Ottawa Glandorf 22. Big defensive stand here by the Redskins. With the ball 30 feet away, it is Grothaus for Glandorf. Hits Hazelman, who starts to drive, pulls up on the arc, bounces with the left hand. Near side Grothaus. Shot fake by Brinkman on the arc. Straight away to Katie Kaufman. Reluctant to shoot on the perimeter right now are the Titans. Hazelman will let it fly. It looks good. It's bouncing forever on the rim. It is no good. Rebounding foul clearly over the shoulder against Ottawa Glandorf. It's called on Katie Kaufman. She was thrown off because the basketball seemed to hang on the iron for an eternity, and she eventually climbed the ladder up the back of a Redskin. Common foul. Fort Loramie brings it down. Just over three to play in the third. Redskins up eight. They can push it to 10. Here is Avery Brandewee on the arc. The ball is slapped away out of bounds off Ottawa Glandorf last at midcourt. Redskins will throw in. Fort Loramie girls wearing the bright red from top to bottom. Red jerseys, red shorts. Here's Riley Heitkamp. Might have gotten away with a walk at midcourt. Gave it up to Colleen Brandewee. High left. It goes to Mesher. Back door. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10. Fort Loramie's got him in trouble now. Verhoff hits a teammate low on the left. It's McKenna Siefker, and the 5'3 freshman bobbled the ball. Fort Loramie took it away. Riley Heitkamp's 30-footer. No good off the back iron. Long rebound pulled down by Skylar Albers. Glandorf fans wanted over the back when Skylar, she might have fouled, but no call. Skylar with a drive through the lane, hook shot. She's plastered. Smack to the floor. Two shots coming for Skylar.
Assertive play by her. This possession, all about Albers, who got the offensive rebound. Now a two-shot foul. She's been a lift for Fort Loramie off the bench.
She absolutely has, and giving up a lot of size inside against those two Kaufmans.
I tell you what, Bryant, this foul shooting for the Fort Loramie girls team is incredibly good. Up and in by Skyler once more.
They were 6-for-6 in the first half. She gets her first one.
Second shot, right through each of them. Swished.
Beautiful.
Neither shot touched the rim. 8 in a row from the stripe for Fort Loramie, which leads by 12, 34-22. 2:10 left to go, third quarter. Long three by Glandorf. They need this one. It is an air ball. Rebound saved in bounds by the Titans. Shot blocked on the play. Good effort by Scholes. She's double teamed in backcourt. Gets it up the floor to a teammate. Now the ball thrown to the timeline. Busted up on the play by the Titans of Steele. Head coach Carla Siegel will have some good talking points this week. Ladies are passing at times was very poor here today against Glandorf. Nonetheless, Redskins lead it by 12 thanks to excellent defense holding the Titans to 22, 90 seconds to go in the third period of play. Maggie Verhoff's got the ball in the left corner. Now the big Aaron Kaufman drives, kisses one in off the window. Nicely done by Aaron, the 6-foot senior. Boy, she's a standout performer. Fort Loramie's lead is 10, 34-24. A minute 13 to go here in the third quarter of play. Scholes high right. Ball is dropped. It's loose, deflected, knocked into backcourt by the Titans. Redskins get it back. It's Albers. Cross court on the play to Ava Turner. Slap free, but Glandorf goes into backcourt again. And a foul. No, a foul is not called. Could have been. Timeout for Loramie before a tie-up and a possession change. 34-24, Fort Loramie leads, 55 ticks left in the third quarter. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie Games sponsors with us for Fort Loramie Games only. There are three of them, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie dribble drive, Scholes down the lane. Ball clawed away, but Glandorf picked up by Albers, shot short from 10 feet. Rebound down to the Titans. 35 seconds to go in the third. And here's a palming violation. No complaints. Ottawa Glandorf's post player, Aaron Kaufman, with a high dribble. Fort Loramie gets it back. A chance to score last, Bryant, here at the end of the third quarter.
Now, that was costly there for Ottawa Glandorf. They definitely needed the basket before this quarter was over.
Yep. Redskins a chance to go up 12 or 13. 28 ticks on the clock. 34-24. Fort Loramie, Scholes, far left flank. Throws it out high to Riley Heitkamp. Now Victoria Mesher, 25 feet out. She starts a drive in the lane. Could have taken it to the rack. Thought better of it. Using clock. Down to 11, 10. Here's Heitkamp straight on. 7, 6. Clock running. Left corner pass to Colleen Brandewy inside the arc. Off balance 12-footer. Deflected. Late rebound for Loramie. And that ends the third quarter. Good defense by the Titans in the final stretch. Fort Loramie 34. Ottawa Glandorf 24 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
The Fort Laramie girls work the ball around to start the fourth quarter. Long shot left corner. Ava Turner no good. Long rebound Redskins. And driving into the lane, Riley Heitkamp hits a 12-footer. Good play by Riley. 36-24. That goal restores the 12-point lead, biggest of the afternoon for the Redskins. Here is Ottawa Glandorf, deep in the left corner. It is Katie Kaufman, and she pitches outside to a teammate, and the pivot foot is dragged. The official detected it traveling on the Titans. Fort Laramie up 12, a chance to go to 14 or 15.
Fort Laramie unofficially 8 turnovers in the first quarter. They have only had 5 since then. Ottawa Glandorf unofficially 4 turnovers in the first quarter. They have had 11 since then.
Yep, the Redskins have cleaned it up, handling the ball, that's for sure. Here's a back cut. Good pass by Ava Scholdes. And then a far left corner shot pumped up there by Riley Heitkamp. Fort Laramie turned down the close in shot because of the Kaufman height on the inside. The three was missed. And then Ottawa Glandorf stormed down the floor, driving hard into the lane. Reach in foul against Fort Laramie. It's common. Foul on the Redskins is what, Bryant, 2 here in this half?
Correct.
Ball inbounded by the Titans, and it rolls away from the guard, Aldrich, and out of bounds in the corner. Another turnover by Ottawa Glandorf, and head coach Troy Yant not pleased. Timeout, Titans, 6.5 to go in the game. Fort Laramie is in the lead. We'll keep it right here, Bryant, and let our listeners know all about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Redskins up a dozen, 36-24, with over 6 to play in the contest. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very, very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to the Jackson Center and Bodkins areas. Medications packaged for you by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday, at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. And a take-home test for the coronavirus is also available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Important stretch for Ottawa Glandorf, Bryant, which must get a few stops in a row, score, and get this well down below 10 in the final 2 to 3 minutes.
And that's easier said than done with the balanced scoring and the speed that Fort Laramie has displayed here. Yep. Ottawa Glandorf struggling to keep up here and struggling to keep up when they're in their defense at just being able to match Fort Laramie's speed moving the ball around the court.
Yep, Redskins offense has been very well rounded, that's for sure. Here's a dynamite play thrown by Colleen Brandewy on the arc to the cutting Ava Shoulders, and she finishes with a half hook in the lane. Beautifully done by Ava. Countering baseline right, it's Aaron Kaufman trying to shoot one up. A Fort Laramie defender got a hand on it, and it goes out of bounds. That was, in fact, Katie who tried it. No good. Ball inbounded over the Titans on the arc. Buzzer sounds inadvertently. 38-24, Fort Laramie by 14. Biggest spread. 6 minutes left in the game. Nice drive into the paint by Aaron. Flipped up a seven-footer, short, no good. Rebound on the baseline, covered by the Titans, but they're out of bounds. 14-point lead, Fort Laramie. Schultes in backcourt. Looking. Pressure by the Titans. Up to Riley. Back to Ava. Ava against Aaron Kaufman. Hemmed in. Gives it up to Avery Brandewy now, 30 feet away. Very critical stage of this game. Fort Laramie tries to put a wrap on it. Boy, a couple more good offensive sets would do it. Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewy. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewy caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
We saw that on their previous basket, too, when Colleen passed in to Ava Shoulders for that basket. You can tell those two have run that play a few times.
How many points now for Colleen? Ottawa Glandorf just airballs a three out of bounds.
12 for Colleen.
Now she's come on strong. Well, Fort Laramie certainly turned it around since a very sloppy opening period. Well, after the air ball from three-point land by Ottawa Glandorf, Fort Laramie brings it down up 16. Ava Shoulders on the arc of the jump shooter. Ava Turner at rim, no good. Long rebound, Ava Shoulders, though. Back out to Riley Heitkamp as the Redskins reset the attack. Here's Brandewy. Here's Riley. Looking cross-court for Colleen. Caught it outside the lane. Drove and was hacked on the arm. And she'll get two. Fort Laramie's half-court sets riddling Glandorf's defense here in the last few minutes.
They absolutely are. One thing that has worked against Ottawa Glandorf's defense, Jack, they have yet to hit a three-pointer in this game.
Free throw by Colleen Brandewy is good. She tacks on another. She's got 13, 41-24 Fort Laramie. Second shot up and in. A perfect, what, 10 for 10 at the stripe?
Correct.
For the Fort Laramie girls. 42-24 as they cash in twice more at the free throw line. Left corner thinking about shooting the three is Katie Kaufman. Ball thrown to the top of the circle. Picked off by Colleen Brandewy. Down the floor to Turner. Turner right back in the lane to Colleen. And she's clobbered on the shoulder. Fort Laramie is putting on the pressure offensively, attacking Ottawa Glandorf every time down the court. Two more free throws coming. Team's fourth foul on the Titans, third on Aaron Kaufman. Two foul shots here for Colleen Brandewy, and the first is perfect. And Fort Laramie's lead has stretched to 19, 43-24. Two more by Colleen. A dozen straight at the stripe. Whew. Hot shooting from the free throw line by Fort Laramie, which has opened up a 20-point gap.
With 6 points not long ago, we blinked, and here we are at 20.
Yep, Katie Kaufman, top of the circle, handoff to Hazelman. Gives it up to Katie. Neither one of the Kaufman shoots it from distance. Grothaus and Hazelman will try from long range, but they've not made a three in this game, as Bryant noted a moment ago. Here's a nice pass. Hazelman hits Katie Kaufman, and her baseline banker is up and in. Tough angle, good conversion. Here's Riley Heitkamp down the floor for Fort Laramie, which leads 44-26. 3:42 to go in the game. Ava Turner midcourt, popping out to catch Ava Shoulders. Fort Laramie, a very synchronized second half. Baseline right wing, Colleen out back to Ava. Open look, straight away, three ball, bullseye! That's the capper. That'll seal it right there. Ava Shoulders hurls in a three ball to stretch it to 21. Head coach Troy Yunt of Ottawa Glandorf has seen enough. Timeout called. Redskins are blowing it open now, 47-26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5230.
After the timeout by head coach Troy Yont of Ottawa Glandorf, Fort Loramie gets an inside shot to go from Avery Brandewey. Good feed. And then a long three ball. The first of this game is pumped home by the Titans. Who netted that one, Brian?
Maggie Verhoff did.
Verhoff chalked up a triple, the first from downtown for the Titans in this game. And Fort Loramie's lead is 52-26, exactly doubled. Redskins have doubled the score over the Titans with 2:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Biggest lead was at 27 just a moment ago. Ball inbound by Fort Loramie at the elbow on the left. It's Ava Shouldas has it. Throws to Riley Heitkamp at midcourt. Riley's been guarded very well by Hazelman and Grodehouse, but other Redskins have done the damage. Here's a backdoor cut to Avery Brandewey. Caught it low on the inside, blocked on the play, and there to clean it up and put in two more is Ava Shouldas.
She now has 7 points in this fourth quarter. Colleen Brandewey herself has 8.
Here's a steal by Ava Turner, a run out by the sprinter down the floor. She's fouled on the arm going to the rim. 51-29 for Loramie with 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Redskins with two more free throws at the stripe. Fort Loramie is perfecto in this game. What, a dozen for a dozen, Bryant?
Yes, they are.
Trying to keep the streak alive is Ava Turner, and she is right on the button.
I am pretty sure every one of these free throws have been nothing but net, too, Jack. None of them have even hit rim.
Nope, they've all tickled the twine without touching the orange. Second shot upcoming, 52-29. Ava again, all net court. Unbelievable. The NBA should be here for this clinic.
Absolutely.
Fort Loramie girls would teach him how to shoot foul shots. Here's a long three try by Ottawa Glandorf. Verhoff again, after making one a moment ago, misses off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Fort Loramie. Foul called in backcourt against Erin Kaufman. I think that's number four.
It is her number. Here it is, her fourth. Excuse me, I guess it's just her third. I thought it was her fourth, too, Jack.
Yeah, I thought after the foul a few minutes ago, it was announced as her third, but maybe not. 2:06 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 53, Ottawa Glandorf 29. And who would have thought, Bryant, at halftime, we'd have this kind of a game in the fourth?
Well, Fort Loramie's offense has just been running wild in this second half. And they've been hitting nearly everything, too.
Yep. Ava Shouldas hits another free throw. I think that's 15 in a row for the Redskins girls at the charity stripe. 54-29, 25-point spread. Just over two to play. Ava eyes the bucket. That one's all net again. Fort Loramie, an exhibition at the free throw line here this afternoon. Ottawa Glandorf has the ball 25 feet away. Redskins needed a quarter and a half or so to shake off the cobwebs, an early rise and shine for the trip up here to Ottawa for a 12:30 tip. And Fort Loramie, after a very slow start, has performed extremely well. Hazelman, 15-foot shot deflected by Fort Loramie, and the Redskins come away with it. Minute 37 to go, 56-29. Division 4, Fort Loramie over Division 3, Ottawa Glandorf. Ball thrown right side to Skylar Albers. Feeds it straight away to Jaden Rose, and we've got a substitution for Fort Loramie and one for Ottawa Glandorf as well. Final, a minute 24 in this game. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, your number one agency, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture, priced right, go Gothney. We've got you covered, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GothneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be here today on ScoresBroadcast.com without the support from Locale Equipment. Thank you very much, all the staff and associates at Locale, plus Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock. 1:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie's Avery Brandewee was cracked on the arm. She's at the free throw line, makes one of two, missing the second, ending the unbelievable streak at the stripe for the Redskins. 27-point spread. Was that Avery at the foul line? Maybe I missed.
That was Jaden Rose.
I'm sorry, Jaden Rose made one, missed one. And with 59.4 to go, Ottawa makes a miscue at the offensive end. Redskins get it back.
It did take them 20 free throw attempts to miss one. And Jaden Rose was 2 for 2 in the second quarter, so she was at the line early in the game, too.
Isn't that something? 19 of 20 officially for Fort Loramie at the charity stripe in this game. 44 ticks to go. Inside the three-point line, jump shot, Avery Brandewee, no good. Rebound laid up and in! Aubrey Baker, senior, in off the bench. Gets the rebound and plunks it right through. And it's 58-29, score doubled. Low on the left for Ottawa Glandorf. It's Aaron Kaufman. No, it's Caitlin Kimmett who got the neat wraparound bounce pass and made a five-footer. Good play by Kimmett. Here's Victoria Mesher up and under, left hand. Got it for two. What a play by Victoria for Fort Loramie, which leads it 60-31. Clock winding down, and Ottawa Glandorf will dribble out the final few seconds of this game. That's it. Fort Loramie, after an extremely slow start, turns it on and thunders past the Titans of Ottawa Glandorf to the tune of 60-31. Thanks to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. SecureCom in Minster, online at SecureCom, SecureCom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage in town, and thanks to our broadcast partner with us on the air simulcasting, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks as well to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107 and the cell phone shop located Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, an extension of Needmore in North Dayton off of I-75. The cell phone shop, they'll fix anything wrong with your phone, including water damage. Call the cell phone shop for more information. The cell phone shop, outstanding service. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Phone 937-567-0878, 937-567-0878, cell phone shop in North Dayton. Two-minute radio station break upcoming. A two-minute radio station break is next. Fort Loramie routes Ottawa Glandorf here today after a sluggish start. Redskins turn it on and blitz the Titans. We'll wrap it up in 2 minutes. Radio station break next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkin's and those who visit us from towns all around, or Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkin's, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We are Meyer's Tavern. We've got a full menu for you. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinner is just $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271 for Meyer's Tavern. Place your carryout, 303 North Main. That's 693-8271. We bet you will not find better at Meyer's Tavern. And again, so many thanks to Jackson Center Pro Hardware, easy for me to say, Jackson Center Pro Hardware on the air with us. New location as well, now in Greenville. And don't forget, two locations for your fine Pro Hardware stores. One in Greenville, one in Jackson Center. In Greenville at 418 South Broadway, and in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Again, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie Games sponsors with us for Fort Loramie Games only all year long. These three Fort Loramie Games sponsors, they include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. In Rushi, we say hello to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks so much. You heard about them earlier in our broadcast, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life That's the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi, 575 East Main in Rushi. New address, 575 East Main. And don't forget the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Redskins win it in a big way, Bryant, practically doubling the score on Ottawa Glandorf here today.
Absolutely incredible, and an incredible second half, and really an incredible fourth quarter for Fort Laramie, Jack. 26-7 advantage in that fourth quarter. Just absolutely ran them off the court. Despite the height advantage, and despite as good as Ottawa Glandorf did play in the post, especially defensively, they just couldn't keep up with them for four quarters. That has been a very similar story for Fort Laramie's opponents over this last streak, these last few years.
So a final difference of, what, 60-31? Is that correct?
Correct.
So a 29-point spread in the end after Fort Laramie outscores Ottawa Glandorf by 19 in the fourth. It was a 12-point game. That's what separated the two clubs at the end of three. Glandorf was still within touch, but Fort Laramie made sure that right away in the first couple minutes of the fourth quarter, Glandorf was out of touch for good.
Yes.
Let's look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, the Clancy star of the game for both of these teams is not that hard of a pick. For Ottawa Glandorf, it goes to Erin Kaufman, 14 points. She was mostly confined to the middle quarters, though, had 6 points in each the second and third quarters. And your star of the game for Fort Laramie goes to Colleen Brandwee, 18 points. All but two of those came in the second half.
And once again, splendid free throw shooting by the Fort Laramie girls, Bryant.
Yes. And to make a correction to what we said earlier after I tallied these up, they were 17 for 18 from the free throw line. I had given them an additional two when I was tallying in the heat of the game, but still an outstanding performance. It took them 18 tries before they missed one. That miss was the very last attempt of the game.
17 in a row at the stripe here for the Fort Laramie girls today. Those are our Clancy's Award winners. Again, for Ottawa Glandorf, who do we select?
Erin Kaufman.
Yep, that was a slam dunk for her.
Yes, it was.
And Colleen Brandewee for Fort Laramie. Our Clancy's Award winners, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Thanks in part to an outstanding fourth quarter and second half here today. The Fort Loramie girls crush Ottawa Glandorf by a final tally of 60-31, outpointing the home team 26-7 in the fourth and final period. A few minutes ago, we spoke about Riemann Drywall in Anna, one of our fine Anna sponsors. Another is Stephen Ted's, your local friendly HVAC and plumbing and electrical experts. At Stephen Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen Ted's in 2002, quickly building a very good reputation for quality products and outstanding prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options available at Stephen Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Stephen Ted, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. And don't forget Barker Insurance in Sydney, just north of town, south of Anna on Route 25A, just a little bit north of I-75. Barker Insurance will customize your auto, home, life, or business insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. Barker Insurance, number one, that's for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. But the Fort Loramie girls, with the win today, Bryant advanced to 13-0 on the year. That's now, 69 of the last 70 games played the Fort Loramie's girls teams. The Redskins have won 69-1.
Incredible. Truly incredible. And speaking of streaks, here is one that was broken that I was just informed of. Ottawa Glandorf had a 36-game winning streak on this court. Fort Loramie just snapped it.
Well, when you start a home-and-home series with the likes of a Fort Loramie club, sooner or later,
right,
your home streak is going to come to an end. A very good performance by Fort Loramie, which shook off the doldrums,
yes,
early on in the first quarter. Very slow start.
Unofficially, 8 turnovers in the first quarter. They had only 6 the rest of the game. Ottawa Glandorf had 4 in the first quarter. They finished with 19 overall, so they had 15 in those last 3 quarters. Big difference there. And, of course, free throw shooting, like we've mentioned, 17-18 was Fort Loramie from the line. And besides that, Jack, they hit just a ton of shots overall from the floor in that second half. And how many do you think they missed? 5 or 6, they shot extremely well in that second half.
75% shooting second half for the Redskins girls?
I would guess so.
In that neighborhood. Fort Loramie was splendid. Loved the way they rebounded after the poor beginning. And I think you can attribute that to the early start time, 12:30 tip. Rarely does a girls game on Saturday begin that early in the day. And being on the road, Loramie had a rise and shine probably 6 to 7 a.m., but the Fort Loramie girls shook off the doldrums and then exploded over the final 2 quarters or so, especially the fourth, and pulled away to win convincingly.
And those Kauffman girls were a big part of that early in Fort Loramie's rust, because they completely shut down the inside. But, Jack, Fort Laramie, a terrific outside shooting team or long shooting team, and it's not just three-pointers. They hit many just inside the arc tonight as well, hit some mid-range shots too. And that forced Ottawa Glandorf to have to do some things differently, and overall they just had no answer for that balanced scoring there.
Fort Laramie settled in, adjusted, and the offense really clicked as this game wore on. Next encounter for the Fort Laramie girls is on Tuesday against Jackson Center. Tonight, it is Fort Laramie Minster boys action from the Redskins gym. A 7:30 tip. That's the approximate time. Airtime about 7 on WMVR. We'll simulcast WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Game originating here online on scoresbroadcast.com.
That should be an absolutely terrific one. Both of those squads coming off close losses last night. Fort Laramie lost by 1 to Rushi. I believe that was 48-47, Jack, if I recall right. And Minster lost 57-56 to Parkway last night.
Yeah, Parkway's got a good club this year. We know Rushi, still pretty young, but getting better and better all the time. Understand Fort Laramie boys had a 3-point lead, I think, inside of a minute to go in that game. And fell by 1. We'll see how those two boys' teams rebound tonight when they go head-to-head, Fort Laramie-Minster.
It should be a really fun one. Fort Laramie has a bit better record, but one thing you know, Jack, when it's close neighboring rivals like that, you can throw the records out.
Yep, sure can. What a game. Fort Laramie victorious on the road against number six-ranked Division III opponent Ottawa Glandorf, and Fort Laramie wins it in a big way. Thanks so much to our radio station audience, our online audience too. Chuck McBee returns next week here on scoresbroadcast.com. Mike Wick filled in this past Tuesday when the Redskins played on the road at New Bremen. Thanks to Bryant being Mike's side here throughout the weekend. We're back tonight. Tip-off again at 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock at Fort Laramie Minster Boys. So for our listening audiences, for Bryant alongside Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon from here at Ottawa Glandorf, where Fort Laramie's girls have thumped the Titans 60-31.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.